from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Evan. Can you tell me why a team that can't hit with runners in scoring position shouldn't score six runs against Chris Sale?
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That really bothers me, man. Nobody said six runs. Evan, wow, man. I'm a little hurt.
Hey, Evan, can you tell me...
What voice is that?
I have no idea.
Oh, boy. Sound like, man.
Oh, man. Everything's fine.
Yep.
Yeah, everything's fine, Goo.
Well, let me read a Bonte text. He said, last column, Goo, last column, four back of the Braves in the last column.
And Bonte, appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, but
hate to see it.
Yeah, appreciate it, Bonte.
I didn't say the season's over, but that was Sale was incredible. The whole point was that loss. This is like, what if you lose the next three?
Oh, well, then you're done.
Well, you're still technically not.
The mouth will still work.
And then easy take.
See, what you don't understand about sports, standings, when you're in ninth place, it's different than you're in seventh place.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you do understand when you're in ninth place, only one team presides over that spot that day. So you don't need every team. You would like every team to lose, but on that said day, you were playing the team that you were chasing.
And on that said day, four teams you were chasing won, and if you haven't noticed, the Cubs are now on your back.
Well, the Braves and the Mets are just stinking it up.
I'll tell you what. Well, really?
Yep.
Braves think it up last night.
No, that's why I said to go
ahead. You know what? Let's get somebody in here that knows baseball. John Sally. Let's go to Richie in Queens.
Oh, God, Richie.
Hey, Richie. Richie.
He'll be hurt about last
get
night.
Get Guru off me.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey, Richie.
Yeah, how are you? It was an old-fashioned pitching duel.
Yep.
We did it again, first and third. Nobody out, first inning.
Man.
You know, I know it's only one run, but get up. Because it's not going to be anything more than 2-1, 3-2. They're pretty atrocious. Ramos is up and away, cannot touch the ball. The big key, the big hit, Patrick Bailey at this point is borderline being sent down to the minors. He is two for his last 40. He gives you nothing. You know, I love Yaz playing every day.
Yeah.
Then even when they're down 1-0 in the bottom of the 10th, I felt like, you know, Yaz is up. I know he's been pitching well, Iglesias. He's not throwing 100 miles an hour. Could you just move the runner over?
That's all, Richie. Just move him over. Anything but a K.
Yeah, and you know, and that's what they've been doing. I mean, they've had their moments. Look, they're two over. They were 7-under at one point, so they played 9 over their last 30-something games or 25 games. But if they lose another 2 out of 3, and they leave there down 5 in the loss column, and you guys just brought it up, the Mets, we're 3 games behind the Mets. We can't go 5 in the loss column with 34 games to go.
Man.
They have got to find a way to win 2 out of 3. Harrison...
I'm worried about them.
Harrison has not been overpowering, obviously. You know, we're going to get Webb or even Ray at the left, but they're hitting at times. You just, you know, I love Chapman, but Chappie with one out, man, just make contact. Yeah. And we go into a funk, but, you know, Fitzgerald is not hitting the home runs. I didn't expect him to hit 30 homers in 28 games, but, yeah, they're doing what they have to do. I spoke to you guys 2 months ago. I was not concerned with the pitching.
Right.
I felt the pitching was going to be good. I liked the bullpen. I love Walker, by the way. We did not lose anything putting Walker in as a closer at this point.
Not yet.
Let me leave you with this,
not
Richie.
Yet. Thanks, Richie.
Can I talk to Richie?
Yeah, he's go ahead.
Richie, you there?
Yeah, he's in New York.
No, he's not. Yeah.
But he listens. No,
I was just going to tell him, had I told you at the beginning of this season that Doval would be option to AAA, would you have told me I need a straitjacket? Like, Stoney, that's crazy. No. But he earned it. Don't get me wrong. But all I'm trying to tell you is the theme of this team this year for the Giants is runners in scoring position. Too many times, even when they win games, Stoney, hey, they won 3-1, but you could have had 6.
And that's I'm not the being sign nitpicky, of a team that's not that good.
But they strike. They have the same at bat with guys on base. Like Yaz last night, anything but a strikeout.
Melvin get fired?
No.
Apparently his approach. He's not a...
Well, your boy Pat the Bat. I'm just... What's he doing? The hidden coach.
Exactly. I know what he's doing. He's out in the marina.
Stop. You can't say that without...
I just did.
Well, he may really be out in the marina if they don't start improving with ducks on the pond. I was like, man, Yaz, don't strike out. He struck out, Steiny.
Well...
And Ramos,
it's baseball.
He's the last on my list.
So how come they're going to win a series?
You're an all-star, but your comment baseball will humble you.
Yeah.
And then Fitzgerald, incredible.
Yeah,
I can't like, but I just see too many of the same at-bats, that's all.
So then why do you think they're going to win a playoff series?
Because the Braves are going the other way. The Mets are going the other way. They're almost trying to give away that third wild card spot. Pirates lost 8 in a row. They were sniffing around to the Padres. How do the Padres get rid of the great Juan Soto and then have a better season?
The same way the Niners are going to lose Brandon Ayuk and win a Super Bowl.
Well, who's taking his place?
Bullpen by committee.
All right, be careful what you wish for if that happens. I don't think they're parting ways. I know Rappaport's a big boy, Stoney. Right.
But he doesn't think they're parting ways.
Oh, he doesn't do that.
No, he doesn't think they're parting ways. But God forbid he does, he's going to say, remember, Steiny, you asked me Clay Thompson and Brandon Ayuk, and I said, Steiny, I think they're both out of here.
I do have,
and
I
he did say that,
but see, I'm
one
not that,
day
yeah.
in early June.
I'm not that radio guy that would do, oh, I can't wait to get to work. Why? So I can do my victory lap.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I'm not Mr. Know-It-All.
Well, that's because you never have a victory lap.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Somebody has to keep you honest.
That hurt.
And that's... what I've been tasked with.
Warrior road total win total last year?
You lost that bet. It was the Sacramento Kings.
Which one did I win?
You lost that bet.
But what bet did I win?
You went 1-1, which I guess is a win for you.
There you go.
Because you like mediocrity.
Please.
That's why you're behind this Giants team. One game over.
I hope I play you first in fantasy. Really,
yeah, because that'll be a big...
I'm trying to come for you.
Hey, by the way, Life Below Zero, remember I was telling you about that show?
Yeah.
I stopped watching it.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I'll tell you why. So, I guess I didn't realize this, they change the characters every season. So, I watched season one and it had 3 very compelling characters.
Gotcha.
Let's say storylines about these people that moved up to Alaska. You know, one guy, you know, one woman works at this supply station and she's by herself 8 months a year. The other was this husband and wife that live off the land, and they have to deal with the Yukon River. And then there's this other guy who went up there, and you know,
you connected with them.
Yeah. Anyway, the new season, to me, it's got three storylines, but they're all just up there with guns. They got every gun under the sun, and it's really turned into a hunting show.
Yeah. Oh.
So I'm out.
I might be in.
You know, it's just like, hey, let's introduce you to Ralph. Ralph lives in Wiseman, Alaska, and he likes to live off the grid and kill animals with his gun. That's not my kind of...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It might be mine.
Now,
Noel,
you want to tell me how to trap a fox? I'm on board. But how tough is it to move to Alaska with 17 guns and say, well, I'm really pioneering up here?
So do you feel like an ass that you jumped the gun and you told everybody, go watch this?
No, watch season one. Yeah, watch season one.
But not two.
Now, I have developed an affinity for another show called Alone Frozen.
You are weird,
it's kind of like Naked and Afraid, but it's better. Because they've put this group on the Labrador coast, and it is just below the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Yeah, I know you would.
Mayor of Kingstown is what I'm watching.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about now. We're talking about who's going to be able to spend 50 days in the subarctic.
Yeah.
It also sounds like there might be some flip-flopping going on in your show, which Diana Rossini, earlier of The Athletic, actually talked about with Brandon Ayuk.
From what I was told, the player hasn't really been easy to work with in terms of what he wants, which I don't think is breaking news there, right? Because he seems to be a little bit all over the place. I want to be in San Francisco. I really want to play here. But no, I actually want to play for Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh.
Flip-flopping.
Wow. Who? Brandon.
Brandon Ayuk.
Oh. Or, like I said, he doesn't want to leave, Stoney. He don't like his pay.
He has no pull.
Well, it sounds like it's up to him to pull this trigger if he wants to go to Pittsburgh and get paid.
Don't you see what happened there?
Yeah.
You don't think for a minute that Nahigian...
That was back to the Niners. Nahigian, I've been around the block.
Yeah, but I think that's just a matter of if Evan did it on his own or if Nahigian came in and lowered the boom. Can I hear it again, please, Evan, though, seriously?
from what I was told, the player hasn't really been easy to work with in terms of what he wants, which I don't think is breaking news there, right? Because he seems to be a little bit all over the place. I want to be in San Francisco. I really want to play here. But no, I actually want to play for Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh.
I don't like her energy with that one, though. But
because she's a woman?
No, not at all. The bottom line is it, what we talked about, painting Brandon Ayuk into this corner of being this malcontent, disrupting everything. But the Niners are just as much at fault as Brandon Ayuk. And I just hate this picture I have in my mind, Stani, of Rappaport's report is it's up to the Niners. They got it's up to them to decide. At Filippone, right or wrong, it's up to Ayuk. Like, all right, make a decision already. But again, I'll die on the hill that they don't want to part ways. I mean, Brandon, you had $32 million. I would have said, send me to Beirut. I don't care. If I'm getting 32 M's and it's about my money, and I'm going to tell my brother and my girl I got $32 million more than Jefferson, where do I sign? Didn't leave.
Dude, what kind of – talk to me. If you were a player, what kind of athlete would you be when it comes to negotiating
Michael
contracts?
Irvin. That's who I would be.
What did he do?
He's the same way off the field as he was on it.
Okay, so if you were Brandon Ayuk, what would you have done?
Took the 26.
Just knowing all.
I'm being real. Took the 26 if it was offered. If I loved what system I'm in, I would have taken the 26 M's.
Yeah. I wonder.
And if you're trying to get Justin, and I've been consistent with this, if you're trying to get 30, then you're listening to the wrong people. I'm not saying shoot for the moon, Stani, but he's shooting himself in the foot. And I don't believe he wants to go play in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and I don't believe the 49ers want him at 25-plus million.
Do you think that there's a chance that this could get to a Klay Thompson point where the number is just irrelevant? Like, it doesn't matter what the offer is from the Niners that Brandon Ayuk is just going to want to
That's
not
a great
be
question,
here?
Evan. I was under the impression that we might have been there. But to hear this report that the Niners have a long-term deal in place for him, Stani, lets us know 26 is still out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think the 49ers are trying to have their cake and eat it too. They say they're trying to trade Ayuk, but they're not really trying to trade Ayuk. So where are we at?
Every day coming in here doing radio with, I won't say erroneous because it's not that, Stani, with reports of just where this deal is at.
By the way, if Brandon Ayuk ends up in Pittsburgh, Filippone is right. Filippone then got it right.
Right, but do you think
I don't care
up until the day? Okay,
doesn't
gotcha.
Matter.
That's where I was coming with.
Doesn't matter.
Because I don't think he reported what he reported. It ain't like he was trying to, hey, this is what I'm doing for a living. And he had some guts.
I kind of hope he's right. I like the way he came on that day.
So you wouldn't miss Ayuk in a Niner uniform?
I wouldn't miss any local athlete.
Well,
I don't have a relationship with them.
I'm talking about
the
impact of
the
offense.
They're not my family. I don't live with those persons.
But you know what I mean? That offense is different without them. Yeah. Be careful what you wish for, Colin John. That's all I'll say.
And I'm sure they're not wishing for this. I'm sure they wish it was going in a different direction.
Well, with that mindset, then you should be able to sit down at the table and come up with a number.
Well, they're not as... They apparently have some principles, and they don't want to stray from them.
Ask me the one good thing that'll come out of a Brandon Ayuk trade, Stani.
Nah.
I'm going to tell you anyway. I'll find out what number would suffice for Brandon. If he signs, if he goes somewhere and it's only 28, you really are going to hurt your offense and your quarterback in year three for $6 million? Just like Houston Zada said. He's basically telling you what Brandon's thinking.
Maybe it's not $6 million. Maybe it's his $6 million. And McCaffrey's $9 million. And Trent Williams, $8 million. And they're drawing the line.
Wow.
And it starts with Brandon because he's not as important as Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey. Push apparently came to shove, and the 49ers aren't willing to give Ayuk what he wants. And what this does too, I think, because we've had a lot of conversations about Brandon Ayuk, and you talk catch radius, and you take precision and downfield blocking.
Yeah, first down.
Why don't you acknowledge now?
Okay,
I was right, and that you and your assessment of Ayuk was way off base.
Okay.
That he was a great receiver.
He made all pro. That's and you're media. The only man on the earth that'll media. Say that means nothing.
Doesn't mean a thing.
No, it does.
It's
it
media. Mean, doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. It don't matter. The media, they watch the games. Your boy was a badass. He kept your season alive, the Niners season alive, on a couple junctures in the playoffs. I don't know what he has to prove to guys like you or anybody that's doubting him.
He has to prove that if he wants top five money, he's a top five receiver, and he ain't.
Well, Pittsburgh is calling for him.
That's Pittsburgh.
The Browns are calling for him, okay. And it sounds like the Patriots. My question is, why are the Niners not calling, like, ready to meet that number? If it's not 30 mil.
Because they've watched him for 4 years and seen him practice for 4 years, and they've made an evaluation. He ain't worth it.
Wow.
Now, come out and say what you want to say, which is Kyle Shanahan can't evaluate.
No,
that's fair.
No, stop.
That would be fair.
Fred Warner on line one.
Oh.
No, quarterbacks is another thing. But, man, I don't, this is crazy.
It's not crazy.
It is.
It's completely understandable.
Every day, you and okay. I and Evan think something's going to, it's imminent.
You do.
No, we had a guy on our show. We talked to him, Andrew Filippone. He's at the station, Pittsburgh. Nothing happened.
Yeah, I don't think anything's imminent. Why would you? Why would you think something's imminent?
Because Rappaport said now, what did he say today? We got new information.
Actually, what Rappaport reported today is no different than what Filippone said last week.
I agree with that.
By the way, I gave Evan a task. I'm not his boss, but he's our producer, and sometimes we try to work together. Yeah,
he's a friend of mine.
Even though he bucks me a lot.
Yeah. Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
I said to Evan, I said, hey, can you give me a sense of how many guys around the league are holding out or holding in or doing some version of that? Because, I mean, we got Ayuk, Trent Williams, Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb. We got my new favorite player, Judon,
Reddick
in New England.
Oh, yeah.
He's not there. Reddick's holding out. I guess and there are countless others, I'm sure.
Those are the big names.
Right, but I'm sure there's others.
Sure.
Yeah, so why are you surprised? This is what happens in the NFL. There's nothing to see here,
guys. What did Norm tell us when we were growing up?
I don't care what's going on
in anybody else's household.
Right.
It's what's happening in the Johnson household.
Yes.
So that doesn't make me feel better that we still got this unsolved situation with Brandon Ayuk.
My thing is if you have any experience watching and following the NFL, like I do, I go back to being a Houston Oiler fan back in the mid-'80s.
Houston Oilers.
The bottom line is, this isn't unusual. You think it is, but it's not. It's going around a lot of teams in the league. A lot of teams in the league. Oh, the Jets are dealing with it? Huh, that's weird. Oh, the Bengals are dealing with it? The Cowboys are dealing with it? Oh, yeah.
No trades. No trade scenarios.
The Patriots?
Judon, maybe. He might even be on the move. He's a baller. But, Steiny, I just don't get this, man. You drafted said wide receiver. He performed. Oh, please miss me with the. He was in the doghouse. Okay, I'll give that to you. But he got out of the doghouse to the point to where he was an all-pro receiver. And my man's having problems getting to Benjamins.
Oh.
Go figure.
Oh.
It's hard out here.
Yeah.
How does it end?
Well, outside of Jamar Chase, I find it interesting that the players that are holding out are for the Cowboys, the Patriots, and the Jets.
And the Niners.
Well, no, but I'm excluding the Niners for now because I don't think those three organizations are buttoned up, should we say.
I'll
be honest with you.
I got the Jets coming up.
The assumption is that you're making is the Niners are buttoned up.
No, I'm saying that they're not as buttoned up as we think they are.
That's fair. That's what I led the show with, if you two will listen. I said, I told Mike, get your books in order. This one, the one I'm on. Remember, I was like, I feel lied to, like the warrior culture thing last year. When all that went down, they didn't handle Dre right. I just felt like, I said this, John and Kyle come across like they don't give themselves a nickname, but we handle our business. And when Kawakami reported they knew about Trim being unhappy in March, nothing really okay. You think you would have some type of resolution. And now the Brandon Ayuk, what I hate about this whole Ayuk Niners situation is, somebody just stand on business.
They are.
If you want up, no, Ayuk would be in New England if it was just about money.
Doesn't want to go to New England. It's so hard
to
understand.
But you can't have your cake and eat it too. You just said that.
Tell that to the Niners.
Both parties.
Exactly.
That's why it won't be a divorce. I really believe that, partner.
Yeah, let's keep a bad marriage together. That'll help the team.
Well, that's how they used to do back in the 70s.
Oh, yeah, how'd that work out?
For the kids.
Yeah, and how do the kids turn out?
I don't
They're a mess.
They're all
they
gone.
They don't feel loved.
Hey, Evan, they're all
they
gone.
They feel isolated.
Please.
And they've got issues. They're all in
I'm
therapy
I'm Team
Ayuk
on this. I'm Team Ayuk.
Today.
No, I am.
And this hour.
Because if we go past Ayuk, the Niners are still botching the Trent Williams thing.
Watch this. Yeah. So you're Team Ayuk?
Yep, and I've been consistent.
So the Niners should just pay him $33 million.
Come on. If you hear anything that comes out of my mouth,
so they should just pay him $33 million.
$28 million.
Oh.
If he's asking for more than $28 million.
Oh, well, then you're not on Ayuk's side.
And I've said that.
Okay, well, then be more specific, please.
The $28 million is what I think will get it done.
Yep.
But Brandon don't want to leave.
Okay. JC's in Sacramento.
Mac. Pimento.
Nobody calls it that. Hey, JC, how you doing?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey,
I just got a couple quick things here. As far as Kyle Shanahan's ability to evaluate talent, that's up in question. Because ever since Homeboy went to Miami, look at the picks he's gotten on offense. Like, it's been real spotty. Like, it's been real spotty. These Ricky Parcells, and now you're bringing in older guys back as wide receivers and running backs because you're trying to relive the 2019. I'm the jury's still out on me as in regards to his ability to properly evaluate talent. That's just one. And my second point is, I think the Niners can lose today but win tomorrow with the Brandon Ayuk situation, and here's exactly what I mean. Hey, trade him for picks now. You trade him for picks now, you get picks for next year, right? Okay, now you go into the season with whatever you have. Maybe you're not paying him, so you can give Trent a couple more dollars because you need your left tackle because you have your quarterback. Now here's a chance to properly evaluate your quarterback and see what he can and can't do. If he balls out, then he's telling you, I don't need a superstar number one. Just give me a decent complementary of weapons and we can go out there and we can get it done. If he doesn't get it done, you don't go to the playoffs, then he's showing you, hey, I'm not going to command that 50 and 60 that was absurdly being thrown around, right? He's more like a 40 to 45 guy. So now you're saving money on the quarterback. You let C-Mac go where you trade him depending on how many years he has left. You got the Brandon Ayuk trade. So now you get those picks. You get a left tackle with those picks.
Mm-hmm.
You come back, you get him a weapon. You beef up that defensive line that is – it needs a lot of help, right, for a secondary pass rusher. And then you can get you an offensive line with the money you're saving on C-Mac. Trent probably leaves next year because you're going to draft his replacement. And that's how you can get some money back and see what you really have at the quarterback position. And now you can lose today, but you can win significantly tomorrow.
JC, you are the man. And the reason I love you is because you actually think like a front office person should think. Which is with forward thinking. I love it. And I also want to hear what Kyle says on the other side. He's got a question for Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Guru for Africa.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Unfollow. Unfollow, but stay friends. That's the way you do it.
Just a bad day for me. I can't wait till I'm out of here. I didn't say performance. I am your Bud Light MVP. Just getting accused of doing stuff from the morning. I'm a roaster. It's one of my favorite shows. Willard and Dibs do. And just to be accused of sending a text that I didn't send, and they had fun with it, but then to come in here and have you just be you, it's just hard. It's hard out
yeah,
here
tough
for
life.
You, boy. Tough life. Yeah. I'm going yoga, though. Yeah. Hey, wear shorts. How do you, just like I'm hooping?
To what?
To yoga.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or
nice loose sweats.
All right.
Yeah, I would think so. Kyle is on 85,
yep.
One of my favorite roads, And he's got a question for you, Mr. Johnson.
What's up, Kyle?
Give it to him, Kyle.
Hey, guys. First of all, I just could not express to you how much I like this show. This is kind of my refuge during the day.
There you go.
So, Goo, you mentioned earlier that you're kind of a Michael Irvin guy, and I'm telling you, I have this sense that Brandon Ayuk is Alvin Harper.
Wow.
He's that guy who's really good when he's got somebody else on the other side of him that's really amazing, and somebody really amazing in the backfield, but he goes off someplace else. I mean, that's probably why he doesn't want to go to Pittsburgh or New England, is he's not going to have the same... The defenses will be focused much more on him, and it just feels to me like that's who Brandon Ayuk is. And I realize Debo didn't have that great a year last year, but I still feel like between him and Kittle and McCaffrey and even Juszczyk, that's a lot of people to guard for a pass situation, and I'm not all in on Ayuk. I'll take the rest of this off.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, Kyle. I appreciate it.
I'll say this to that. That hit me. Like, he said what he meant. I understand it. I disagree. But can we stop saying when Brandon Ayuk acrobatically catches a ball or shakes his man at the line of scrimmage, that's because who his teammates are? You watch the wide receiver position. Now watch these games over, Steiny. We got to start giving B.A. credit for doing B.A. things. I get the whole teammate thing, but damn, if he's catching the ball and doing something with it, if he's catching the ball on third and long and they're first downs and the ball hits off a Detroit Lions helmet in the playoffs and I got enough concentration to still catch it, my point is I think he's taking too many strays of you're only doing stuff on what's around you. And listen, I will end it with this. Do I like how Brandon's gone on this offseason with the Pivot podcast and all the I don't share my chicken on IG? No. But, son, if you had a contract offer for 32 M's, which I don't think you're worth, and you turned it down, and now Pittsburgh's come calling, and you don't want to leave the Bay, you did not stand on business, Steiny. And that's where I'm at with Brandon Ayuk. I still think he's a stud. But if you really wanted out of here, your ass would be gone. And the Niners, I don't think, want you gone because it doesn't make football sense. That's all.
Here's what I'm hearing from you. And
Alvin Harper, wow.
Here's what I'm hearing from you, and it's par for the course. He caught a ball off a dude's helmet, pay him $30 million.
Never.
That's what I'm hearing.
Then you're the 1,400 yards so, he had. No, the seven touchdowns meant nothing to you.
Let's say he's asking for 30.
That's
my
too
question
much.
To you. Okay,
you got to go then.
Let's say he's asking for 28.
Now,
why should Brandon Ayuk be the highest paid player on the 49ers?
90. I love that. 90% of that would be okay. Forget the other positions. Let's just focus and hone in on the wide receiver market.
No,
where would that's where I would never do that to say.
What do you mean you wouldn't?
To me, Steiny, I got to pay you for what the market is saying.
No, I'm paying you for what I'm saying. And if Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch might be, we're not. This guy wants to be the highest paid player on the team, and the way we assess this team, he's the sixth most important player. That's the way it may be going. You're going to pay Ayuk more than Purdy, Debo, Kittle, Bosa?
Do you give credence to, and Willard said it first, I can't steal from him, do you give credence to the fact that you think both parties don't want to break up? Because it's getting to the point now, Steiny, Stephen A. Smith can report a trade is imminent. I'm not going to, until I see it.
Okay.
Do you believe that both parties still want to be together?
Not really. No, I don't. Mm. You know why? I don't believe the 49ers ever really wanted Ayuk at the kind of number that he was going to want.
Even the 26th they offered?
No, they don't want to do that, I don't think. And I'm not convinced that's there either at this point. Who knows? I know that they drafted a kid on draft night.
A wide
receiver.
Wow.
And I guarantee you, now looking back, one of the reasons they drafted Pearsall was because they knew this was going to be hard with Brandon Ayuk. Maybe not that it wouldn't be done, but that it wouldn't be easy.
This has been the biggest story of the football offseason. And I don't think that's good for continuity.
But why is it the biggest? Like, why is it bigger than CeeDee Lamb? CeeDee Lamb's a better player.
Because he hasn't requested a trade. Okay. And CeeDee Lamb, I believe, in public realm, Steiny is a better receiver than Brandon Ayuk.
Well, he is.
And they're going to pay him.
Okay, we'll see.
And their owner just backtracked, you know, his comments. Did he? Oh, Steiny, he totally did.
And then he said, there's still no urgency.
No.
We miss you. There's still no urgency.
Well, that for him to play preseason games.
Okay.
Ayuk is so different than Trent, because you're trying to get the girl to tell you she loves you when she doesn't. I've been in that situation. That's what? The hardest thing to do is when you try to get somebody to tell you they love you and they don't.
But I thought they wanted to be together. You just said they both want to be together like friends.
On the Niners' terms, though, at 26 or 28, okay. They don't even want it at 28. Tell me you love me. You can go buy me every gift. I'm not. And that's what I feel like's happening here. Brandon wants the Niners to tell him they love him, and they don't. They love him at 26, but not 28 and 30, bud. So who's Manzada can do all that night? He was writing. I love TJ. If you're listening, I love what you did. That's like Relaford talking about me, one of my best friends. That's what you do for Dana, but it ain't budging the team. They're like, okay.
Evan, just jump in.
Hey, no.
Carter.
Oh, Carter.
Just jump in. Lucas, Nahegan.
You've been in
Megan
love?
From Come sales. On. Just jump it. In, somebody.
Come on. That's a great. It works
it's
for me.
All over.
Ayuk wants the Niners to love him. It don't work that way.
Oh.
And then, by the way, before who was the last caller that said before a break? So you, let's do everything. So you got a 5-star restaurant, but you want to close and tear it down because you need new paint. That makes no sense.
Terrible.
The Niners have
that's
a roster that's
I've
ready to win now,
life.
And it should have won already, but you want to go trade Jimmy Jack and everybody else to start over. No, you enhance
over.
What you have.
See, like when he gets on a roll like this, he loses sight of the things he's even saying.
Oh,
he just said the 49ers
so
want to start over.
I'm not. That's how that guy was
that's
talking.
What you
go
said.
Find you a new home. Dude, Trent Williams don't. They don't grow on trees.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. Brandon Ayuk. They don't grow on trees.
But they grow more on trees than Trent Williams, and that's why they're telling him to hit the pike. He's
allegedly.
A mediocre receiver, which I've been telling you for the last 4 years, but no. You heard somebody on TV talk about his catch radius and talk about his precision route running
I
and talk
it.
About his downfield blocking,
yep.
And you got suckered into it.
That's so unfair. I watched the dude.
You watch nothing.
Yeah, dude is special, man.
Yeah, he's not. That's what the 49ers are telling
he
you.
He kept the Niners season alive.
I'm going to choose to side with Kyle Shanahan's knowledge.
Well, we don't know what you assume to be. Because we could be hours
if
and minutes
Kyle
away.
Shanahan
and Dibs
says,
could break it. Grandy
if,
and Dibs.
If Kyle Shanahan says he's not worth 26, that's good enough for me.
You're so dumb.
Because last time I saw, Kyle Shanahan's been to 4 out of 5 NFC championship games.
Donaldson,
y'all out there have.
You got the goal, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you. That segment was brought to you by Lucky California.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.